Good morning. I telephoned 2 days ago. I left a voicemail for Callum Lynch, and then a receptionist lady tried to transfer me to someone, but wasn't able to get through and said that I would be phoned back. But unfortunately, I'm still waiting. Yes. Well, I had actually spoken with Callum Lynch in October, but he informed me then that you did not have capacity, and I've received a court order today which I need to respond to, so I hope that you have capacity now.
Sorry, what's your name, please, sir?
Nicholas Colin Paul de Gloucester.
Paul.
Nicholas Colin Paul.
Bear with me 1 minute.
Thanks. appreciated. Hello, in October I spoke, Nicholas Colin Paul de Gloucester, yes?
Oh, I understand that you called us about a new inquiry, and you were still awaiting our responses to whether we have taken into account your case.
Yes, in October, Mr. Callum Lynch said that what I explained to him is very clear, but unfortunately at the time you didn't have capacity. So I didn't want to fall afoul of a statute of limitations, so I sent an N1 claim form myself, and after that I have actually received 3 court orders, the latest of which says that I must submit quote, revised proposed particulars of claim, unquote, and that they must be, quote, limited to 25 pages, unquote. This claim is against police officers over inter alia misconduct in public offices and malicious falsehoods. And MOPAC already upholds a complaint by me before I bring this claim. But a judge, Master Dagnall, doesn't seem to be happy with the way that I have expressed things on a claim form and in proposed particulars of claim. But I have actually pointed out in proposed particulars of claim that Callum Lynch has already said, quote, "That's all really clear," unquote. So I do not know why this Master Dagnall is reacting in this way, but he hasn't struck it out. No, sorry. I mean, I did actually quote to him from a draft form N1, which was virtually the same as what I had submitted to the England and Wales High Court. And so in this form N1, explaining what these problems are, and Callum said, quote, "That's all really clear," unquote. So I feel that what I have explained on this form M1 and in these proposed particulars of claim are clear, but Master Dagnall is not happy that it is it's clearly expressed in his opinion. Exactly, yes. Exactly. Please do. Thanks a lot. So I better mention then that this latest order states, quote, "If the claimant makes no application to lift the stay by 4 p.m. on the 23rd of June 2025, then the claim will be automatically struck out," unquote. So we've got a few weeks, but not too much. Yes, but it does also state that, quote, "Any party may apply to set aside a vary this order within 14 days of being served with it," unquote. And it was served on me on the 22nd of April. Thanks a lot. A thing maybe we better clarify is I get the impression that Callum Lynch works specifically in actions against the police, but I know that Bindmans also works in malicious falsehood law, and this claim is also against malicious falsehoods by police officers, so if you need to indicate that to a different department, then please do. Sorry, I didn't say malicious prosecution there. I said malicious falsehood. As in, as in like libels. So I mean, this is also a libel claim. Thanks a lot. I look forward to hearing from you.
Brilliant. And I've got your contact details on file, so I'll just go.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Alright, brilliant. You take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.